God of Abraham, Isaac, and Israel together. I also want to thank Rabbi Frank and all congregation for this opportunity. And I know that it's always good to be in the house of the Lord. Mm-hmm. And we are so blessed that we have this place that God chose, where we could come and worship and praise and thank our Lord, especially for hope of salvation we have in Jesus. Yes, sometimes we do not understand different things may happen even in our life, but we still be blessed. Why? Because we could trust in the Lord. And we trust in the Lord. And we know that when we keep faithfulness and live as a holy people, everything was going to happen for goodness. Also, we know that we live on end time. It's exactly end time what we see, thank you, Rabbi. What we see, what's going around. And Yeshua is coming back very soon to restore his kingdom. And maybe it's a less opportunity for us also to be faithful in small thing by remembering God's great commission to let people know that Yeshua is the Messiah, Lord, who died for our sins according to scripture, and he who rose from that for our sanctification. To share this wonderful news, because Yeshua is the only the way to be saved. For all people, Jewish people, they are not exception for everyone. Jew or no Jew, God commands all people, watch, repent, change lifestyle, and believe in the gospel. And the gospel, wonderful news is that Christ died for us because we all are sinners and rose from the dead for our sanctification. And only gospel brings joy. Only gospel could make people happy. That's why we continue by God's mercy, sharing gospel. According to Romans 1:16, to the Jew first. And in the same way, to everyone. As already mentioned, everyone needs the Lord. And great blessings we have to continue to learn from the God, Word of God, because God continues to prepare us for his kingdom. So I have a desire to preach today about biblical standard, three dimensions. I hope I will finish this time today. But before, I want to take a few minutes and update about ministry. And we want to thank you very much for your partnership, for your prayers, for your financial support of Bethel Messianic Ministries. And good news is that we continue. And we continue also share wonderful news in Minneapolis, city where you live. And again, I want to remind you that God wants to use you to proclaim his glory in the city he sent you. It's not easy. But again, only God is Savior. And only God saves and gives mercy over repentance. And we are not responsible for people's salvation. Why? Because we cannot save. I wish to save, but I am just a regular person in the flesh. Only God is Savior. But we have a privilege and blessings to share this wonderful news about God who saves, who gives mercy over repentance. God doesn't need our help, but it's blessings, great blessings for us to become a part of God's great work on this earth when we could let people know about Yeshua. Even most people, they reject. But we pray for them. We pray. As I remember, somebody prayed for me when I rejected gospel many years ago. But God gave me mercy. And I know that my sins are forgiven. Great joy we have. Our sins forgiven. Brothers and sisters, and our names written in a book of life. Amen. And we know the life runs so fast, passes so fast. Soon, the Lord is going to return. But if God's willing, he's going to take us before. We'll see him anyway as a Savior. and be in his kingdom, which is our kingdom, where we're never going to cry again, where we're never going to become ill, sick again, where we're never going to sin again. And one more thing, brothers and sisters, that it's not going to be necessary to doing in heaven. You know what? We don't need to preach in heaven. We do not need to witness about Yeshua in heaven, because in heaven will be only saved people. So we need to preach here. We need to share gospel here. And I want to encourage you, if you buy, when you buy milk or bread, you have a few seconds to let Acacia about Yeshua. Do it. You pay a toll road, do it there. Go Chinese buffet. I love Chinese food. Why not? Share there. Or even at a light stop in San Francisco. Drivers on the left and the right. Sometimes their windows open, sometimes close. So anyway, we're asking them, open window. They think that we need a help with a direction. But we're telling them that we have a good news for them. Like this young woman in San Francisco, I tell her, I have a good news. She said, what? I say, Jesus loves you. Now, green light, she started move, turned her head toward me, and Amos was screaming, I'm a Jewish. I don't need a Jesus. I'm Jewish too. So I responded back, and Amos was screaming too, say, I'm a Jewish too, but I need a Jesus. Because everyone needs the Yeshua. Everyone needs the Lord. In Sacramento, arrived again. I'm not a young man anymore, and my family continues struggling because two of my sons are mentally ill, and especially Daniel, you remember. We want to thank you so much for your prayers. So unfortunately, no changes, and his condition is not good. Anyway, God controls everything, and we trust in the Lord. And a lot of stresses. My health also not good as it was before, but we want to be thankful to the Lord. So it's hard. Anyway, we continue in the ministry, and we will. Whatever God going to lead us, guide us, give us a straight, we continue. So Sacramento, Bay Area, San Francisco, San Jose are areas where we often preach gospel. So I arrived, landed in Sacramento, went out from airplane, looked around and saw an Orthodox Jew who was at a window talking on the phone, how I recognized, because he was wearing a sort of a Jew with a kippah with everything, maybe 60, 65 years old. And honestly, I wanted just like past. I started praying, because within 20 years of the ministry, we are 20 years in our main ministry, reaching Jewish people, Israelites, Russian-speaking, Hebrew-speaking. I used to live in Israel for a while. So and Lord bless us with many, many Jewish people, Russian-speaking rabbis, Orthodox Jews, different Jewish people. And it's not easy. Sometimes they could spit on you when you're telling them that you believe in Yeshua. They could curse. They could say bad words. Different situation. So when I saw this Orthodox Jew, I thought he's Orthodox. I'll tell you what happened and who was he. And I said, Lord, I'm tired. I flew 9 hours, maybe more, with a connection flight from Cleveland, Ohio, to Sacramento, California, and say, Lord, he's Orthodox Jew. Now I'm going to tell him about you. He may start to screaming, cursing me. And I said, Lord, I'm tired. I'm really tired. May I go? May I pass just to go just my way? I didn't hear anything, but I knew that I cannot just like pass. And I stopped. Came close to him on the right side and just like staying there and praying, saying, Lord, how could I throw a hook to catch What I have, how could I start? Again, within 20 years of ministry, and our ministry in different states, in America and Canada. And Lord, remind me, one story happened in New York. 15 years ago, I met a rabbi in LaGuardia Airport, and God blessed me. And what I did in New York, I did this time. I took my phone, and in front of this Orthodox Jew, start to show him that I am dialing a phone number, but I didn't dial. I just showed that I'm dialing. And I show him that somebody responded from another line, but nobody responded. And I say just the one word very loud that this man could hear it me. Yeah. You know what I say. Yeah. What do you think? Shalom! Very loud that he could hear it. And he heard it, tired, almost shake, but smile. Means that he understood that I'm a Jew too. So what happened when he finished, he came to me, we started to talk, and he wasn't Orthodox Jew. He was a Lubavitch rabbi, very celebrated family from former Soviet Union, but he said he cannot read Russian, but he spoke Russian. It's okay. Very good. Israel, Hebrew, because he lived in Israel, and he lives now in America. His family went to a jail several times, because they are from the movement, Hasidic movement for the Zion. So the Zionists, the group who was fighting for the Zionist idea. So went to jail several times in the former Soviet Union. So we start to talk about Judaism. So in the beginning, I did not tell him that I believe in Yeshua. But after that, I told him, and I just was waiting what's going to happen. But he was quiet, didn't say anything. So we started to talk, and you know what happened? At the end, God blessed. It's a very rare, because most times, you know what, especially Orthodox Jews or rabbis saying, but he said that he wants to know more about New Testament. Yes, praise God. God is my witness. He said he wants to know more, and he got a New Testament. Praise God. And we believe in the power of the Word of God, living Word of God, which only could bring people to salvation, which could bring this Lubavitch rabbi, Hasidic rabbi, to Yeshua HaMashiach, our Lord and Savior. And last testimony, and I'm going to start to preach. We have a lot of testimonies. Every month we met a lot of people, but again, it's not because a lot. If you know even one person still not believe in Yeshua, just the one soul, it's a great blessing, and we have to go. We have to tell about Yeshua. As we are born again, right? We remember the day when our life changed. But you could watch all my videos. We have over 600 videos now on my YouTube channel. Russian Hebrew Christian is the name. Russian Hebrew Christian. And most videos are in English. We start to make, I preach now, and we have not a lot, but messages in Russian, but 99% videos in English, which are like missionary work, you'll find. So don't be scared when you open and you see Russian. Scroll it, search, you'll see 99% in English. So don't be scared. Russian Hebrew Christian, and you could follow. And we have a lot of videos from Minneapolis. And God willing, after the service today, we have an outreach in your city. So ask him, pray for us. And the last testimony. King of Prussia. You know that we also preach gospel in the malls. King of Prussia, it's a suburb of Philadelphia. They have two very big malls which are connecting to one another, and a very big mall, not like Mall of America. You have a biggest mall in, I believe, in America, but very big. So we have Bibles. We prefer distribute Bibles in different languages. So we met Israelites. You know, they sell cosmetic from that city, but they have a different kind of business. And we met Muslims from different countries, different Indians, Pakistanis, Afghanistan people. So we went there, we preached, we witnessed, and the last person, Muslim, from Azerbaijan, no Russian. Azerbaijan was former country of Soviet Union. Now it's an independent country. And they are more secular, but it's a Muslim country, Shia. And you remember that my background too, right? My mother was a Jew, but my father was a Shia Muslim. I'm from both Jewish Muslim family with Ashkenazi Jewish mother from Leningrad, St. Petersburg, and a Shia father. So when I met Muslims, so I witnessed to them through my father's side. And I do not tell them that my mother was a Jew if they do not ask. The same with the Jews. I share like through my mother's side because by Galacha, I'm a Jewish. It's a law. My mother Jew, I'm a Jewish. But I do not tell them about my father's side if they do not ask. But I'm from Jewish Muslim family. So I met this man. He was a Muslim, Islamist. So it was very hard to talk with him. Because Islam teaches that we read corrupted Bible, that Yeshua is not son of God. He never died. He was switched with different person. So it's different teachings. But I know what happened with him at the end. I really don't know. He said, okay, give me New Testament. I had only in Turkish. But the Azerbaijani and language in Turkish is 99.9% the same. I do not speak Azerbaijani, unfortunately, because my mother was from Russia, so we talk in Russian in our home. Anyway, he accepted New Testament. You know what did he do? Now, third time to say that we are almost 20 years in the ministry. We met and witnessed to many people, many Muslims as well. But it's the second time when I saw when Muslim person accepting New Testament was kissing the book. He kissed it. And I want to tell you, he did this publicly. Some witnesses were around. And it's a very brave act, even in America, for a Muslim who say that he's an Islamist. He's a religious Muslim, not just like a religious Muslim. Kiss it, word of God. And I prayed from my heart, inside of my heart. You remember God said to you, a prophet, take scripture and eat it. Word of God is living word. And I said, Lord, hey, kiss, may your word jump inside now through the mouth, jump inside and goes to his heart to touch that his heart would be open for your grace, for your mercy, for your love, that this man would know you and one day he will start to read as he accepted this book. So thank you, brothers and sisters, for, again, your support. And, again, we are a small ministry. This year is very, very, very tough financially for us. Even it's always was, every month. But God provides. I want to be thankful. But thank you so much for your part as a prayer and financial support of this ministry. And if we're going to have a videos today, we're going to be posted. So again, if you wish to visit or subscribe our channel, you could do it. God bless you. Now, biblical standard, let's open Word of God, chapter 14, Gospel of John, verse 15. Gospel of John, New Testament, chapter 14, verse 15 says, if ye love me, keep my commandments. Wow. Have you heard it? The Lord says, if you love me, keep my commandments. And Lord has a standard. So if we want to become effective believers, we have to live in a God's biblical standard. And we know that his standard is his word, word of grace. It's not easy, but it's possible. And we, yes, have to have a desire in our hearts, because we know what Yeshua did for us, to have this wish to live in the Lord's biblical standard. First, believers, Messianic Jews, or Christians who accepted Yeshua as a Lord, Messiah, they were Jewish people. And we know this. And the first congregation church was established in Jerusalem. Up to 5,000 members, where Jacob was a pastor. 5,000. It's a big church, big congregation. And you know how they call themselves. In the Hebrew, Meshechi means messianic. From word Mashiach, that means Messiah. So people, Gentiles, my brothers, sisters, not, I mean like Christians, they call the Christians from the word Christus. It's a Greek word, means the anointed one, the same Mashiach, the same Messiah. But when first the Jews who accepted Yeshua called themselves Meshechi or Meshechim, the meaning was they testified that they are followers of the path, of the way of this anointed one. And they were very blessed and very faithful. Most of them were persecuted. And even Jacob were killed. You know how they kill him, all the Jews who were against Yeshua? They throw him from the top of the temple. And after they took a big rock and smashed his head, and he died. It's tradition says they were persecuted a lot. But we also should to become a followers of this anointed one, of the Messiah. And a God's biblical standard, it has three dimensions, even more, but we're going to talk about the three dimensions. So let's open our hearts. Let's give a Holy Spirit to investigate ourselves, that we could investigate our hearts. What kind of believers we are. And the first dimension are demands. Demands. Let's look what kind of demands. Let's search ourselves. Do we follow, do we fulfill or try to do or fulfill God's demands? And God, yes, he has demands. Why? Salvation, it's a gift, right? It's a gift. God chooses. He gives mercy. But when we accept this gift, when God saved us, and we start to call ourselves as Messianic Jews or just the believers or Christians, whatever, God started to have demands. Now, if we are not believers, if we say, Lord, we don't need you, gift of salvation, oh, we are not Messianic or Christians, Lord doesn't have any demands to us. But if we accept it, if we call ourselves, and I believe, yes, we do. Yes, Lord has demands to us. So let's check how, as already mentioned, we follow and make demands of the Lord, which is first dimension of the Lord's biblical standard. And first, that we have to go. We have to go. Why we have to go? Do we need to go? Because Yeshua himself went. Let's open Gospel of John, chapter 25, 9, and verse 35, and read with me. Gospel of Matthew, chapter 9, verse 35 says, and Jesus went about all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and are healing every sickness and every disease among the people. We remember about the King of Solomon, a great king of Israel. And God blessed Israel, and he blessed Solomon, who asked for wisdom and was granted. Solomon, who was King Solomon? King of Israel, correct? What about Yeshua? Who is Yeshua? King of Israel, amen? But even more, he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And he's not just went. He went to the cross by quitting glory in the heaven. He took flesh, born on the earth, and went to the Calvary, to the cross, where he was crucified for you and for me, brothers and sisters, for his people of Israel. And we don't need to die for somebody today. He is sacrificed enough to accept and be forgiven and be saved. But at least don't be ashamed, don't be afraid when we met somebody, to let this somebody know that Yeshua is the Lord, that Yeshua died for our sins, that Yeshua arose from the dead. We have to go. We have to go. Next. You remember Yeshua said, "You are light. You are salt." We have to be light and salt and proclaim not our glory, but the Lord's glory. If I cannot become light and salt, why did I come today? I need to stand up and live it. We are light and we are salt. And we have to show through our practical lives, through our just lifestyle, that we are light and salt, that people see Yeshua in our life, that they would have a desire to see Yeshua in our life. And we have to be faithful and stand for evangelical truth, for the word of God. Brothers, sisters, God taught us and teaches us to love everyone. But sometimes people do not understand the true love of the scripture. Again, we met in your city different people as we met different people in different cities. But you know that your city is the third office of LGBT. And we met a lot of homosexual people and we love them. They're also people and they also have the same color of blood as we have. And I'm not better than them, but I'm telling them that homosexual relationship is a sin and abomination. It's not like I judge. It's what God of Israel says. Because right is a right and wrong is a wrong. Why I'm telling them? Because I love them and I pray for them. And I pray that they'll change their lifestyle by hearing the word of God and receiving the mercy of the Lord to repent, that they would be saved. God wants to save them. But I have to stand for the truth. Because white is a white and black is a black. And the truth is a truth and sin is a sin. Brothers, sisters, I was preaching in one Messianic congregation. I'm not going to tell which state and city. I don't know. Maybe you may say, Igor, you are also wrong. I don't think so. It's not my proudness. But according to the word of God, I say that marijuana, smoking, it's also sin. And I had a problem after the service. A leader came. He doesn't like that we call him rabbi, but anyway, he's leader there and with the deacons, and they pushed me, pressed me, asking me to show in the Bible where God said that marijuana is a sin. I understand we could have a different opinions, but we know perfectly what happens with people who are smoking marijuana. We unfortunately don't have any more connections with this congregation after that. But anyway, we have to be strong and faithful to tell people the truth. sexual relationship before marriage is also sin. People don't like to hear this. Even some Christians I met, what do you want? Why do you say this? Whatever I want, I'm going to do. Yes, you could do whatever you want. But one day we all stand in the front of God and see Him face to face to respond. But we have a word of God. And we read the Torah. It's a sin. As adultery is sin to that. As the abortions, which is a murder. But until we're still alive, we have a hope. We could repent. If we found us in different sins, it's not just only homosexuals or abortion. Sin is a sin, any sin. It's a sin. But we could repent. We could come to the Lord. And He will forgive. God will forgive any sin. But we need to repent. We need to confess. And sometimes, yes. Even not sometimes, but all time, and be faithful, we're going to be persecuted, even in America, for the truth of the Word of God. But I want to encourage you, if you are honest, if you are faithful, even persecuted for your position for the Lord, be blessed, be encouraged. It's a great blessing to be persecuted for the Lord of, for the Word of God, for the Lord. And I don't want to tell you that you have to search for persecution, not. But when are you witness of ungodly thing, you need to say, do not close your mouth because it's compromises. And God never took any compromises. You know that Yeshua never, never, ever, He loved, He forgave, but He always said the truth. No compromises with the, in Bible. I mean, like, we cannot take compromises. So, salt and light. Let's go next. Jesus preached. What does it mean? It means that He didn't keep the wonderful news. He is the wonderful news inside of Himself. He spread the word of God. He sent His disciples which preached that kingdom of heaven is near. It's at hand. He spread. And we need to spread the word of God. Look around us. I understand that it's not your building. It's a big hotel. But praise God, we have this small room. For me, it's a very big room. Praise God for this space. But around where we live, when we go, different people walking, houses, people live there, or businesses, people work there. Who is going to tell them about Yeshua? Sometimes we say, somebody going to come, somebody going to, I don't know, we're always thinking that not we, but we read the Word of God. And the Word of God tells us. And we need to pray. The same as Isaiah, Ishayahu. Remember, when the Lord was speaking in the heaven, He heard, the Lord was asking, who come for us? And Ishayahu responded, here I am. Hineni, right? Hineni. Here I am. Send me. And the Lord cleansed him. Yes, brothers, sisters, we have to. We don't need to say, it's not right to say somebody going to tell them if we know the Lord. And we have opportunity. Try to find opportunity to let people know. Even again, not everyone could go streets. Not everyone God say, you must go streets. No, different ministries, different gifts of Holy Spirit. But pray. Maybe your ministry is in a grocery store where you buy milk or bread just for a few seconds. I don't know. But you remember the story of Cornelius in the Bible. You remember Cornelius, who was a Gentile military man, commander. But Jews loved him because he loved to make a good deeds for the Jewish people. And some believed that he was a proselyte. You know, a proselyte, a Gentile who believed in God of Israel. You remember when an angel stand appeared, you remember? Angels told him that he must send somebody to bring Peter, Shimon, who need to tell him this wonderful news that he, his house would be saved. Now, does God need an angel to save? Sure not. anyway, even if an angel were to come and show him to Cornelius that my the angel, I believe Cornelius would to lost his conscience and immediately repent, right? If it sees an angel. But look, hi, Cornelius, send somebody. Bring this man. He knows what he needs to say. He has this news, good news for you. It means that this history, God uses his people, congregation, church, to proclaim his glory. God has time on this earth. So it's a time. A lot of unbeliever people come to me and, you know, a lot of questions say, asking me if God is almighty, if God is real, why God allowed what we see going in the world, wars, poor people, dying people. And if you say, they're asking that the sin came through devil, why God would not throw devil immediately to the lake of the fire? Sure, it's hard to explain to people who do not understand, but even it's hard for us believers to explain. Brothers and sisters, if Lord would you throw the devil to the lake of the fire, it absolutely wasn't a problem for the Lord. Would we be born? If it would be finished there in Adam, we never would be born. We never would to know and hear about the love of Messiah. It should happen. It happened, God allowed. It's a time, it's a history, brothers and sisters. God knows. And we are part of this great history on the earth. So we have to go. Now, next, we have to be salt and light. We have to preach. We see Jesus healed. Jesus healed. Healing. I believe in the healings. But by the will of the Lord. Yes, we pray, we ask, we know that Lord heals. But sometimes we understand to finish our prayer with a few words. May your will be done, right? Yes, we don't understand why people still be ill, why people even die. But when you trust in the Lord, Lord knows the best. Lord knows the best for us. We need to trust the Lord that peace, shalom of the Lord would be kept in our hearts. But Lord always had and he has compassion. Do we have a compassion, brothers and sisters? Maybe we have a compassion only for people we know, who maybe we say people who do good stuff or good things for us. What about people whom we don't know? Maybe people who maybe hate us. Do we pray for them? People maybe curse us. Do we bless them? It's hard, but we need to learn. You remember before Yeshua died, when he was on a tree on the cross. You remember that he prayed to the Father. He asked him to forgive them. Father, forgive them because they don't know what they're doing. Forgive them, Father. Compassion. Yes, we ourselves have a lot of issues, problems, difficulties. But we need to learn. Maybe sometimes when we hear even somebody far away, just to find 1 minute and pray for this somebody who is maybe far away, and our prayer may work and will work. You know, America, great country. And I love this country. I did not born here, but I love this country. And I believe America is the best country in the world. And a lot of opportunities. I understand we have to work hard. But praise God, we could get education. Some people could have houses. Some people have businesses. And I'm okay. Great opportunities. Blessings, praise God for this. But God save us now that we get only think about education or think about how to buy a house or open business. But God save us that we would become a salt and a light And we, if we really want to learn how to love people, we have to find what? Time for them. Time. And we never have enough time. We don't have a time. We're always busy. We run. We even, you know, like a car comes, one sees the sign stop, master stop, to look left, right, and no cars. Continue. Otherwise, it's going to be crushed. But sometimes in our life, we don't have time to stop. We don't have a time to investigate our hearts, to pray and say, Lord, show me my condition, spiritual condition, where I am, Lord. And we have a lot of crushes, spiritual crushes in our personal life. We have to find time. Because if we want to do it, the devil will do it, and he does. Look, so many heresies. Even people who call themselves Christians, a lot of heresy. And a less part. What do you think about a good work? Is it important to do good work? Absolutely. We're saved by faith from God, but good work proof that we are saved. Good work proved about our faith. That's why Jacob said that faith without work, good work, is a dead faith. Jesus always prayed. Right? He always found time, went to a mountain or quiet areas, prayed to Father. And disciples put attention. Why? Because prayers always brought, and they prayers always bring results. Sometimes we are not patient. We want it now. We want it now. We say, Lord, now. Sometimes it's not now. And sometimes it's not what we were expecting. But you remember, when we are faithful, everything is going to work for goodness. For good. And disciples stopped the Lord. And you remember what did they ask him? Teach us to pray. You remember? Teach us to pray. It means that we need to ask the Lord to teach us to pray. What should to be first? What should be on the first place? What should be on the second place or the tenth place? What are our priorities? What we search for, what we need, that receiving, we should say we are successful. But we are blessed and successful, especially if we know that we are saved. It's already we have to praise God every day for salvation. Look, so many people around us, and they don't have a salvation. They don't know the Lord. And even if they are billionaires, one time their life going to be terminated, finished, and so what? Are they going to take their vehicles or houses or money? Nothing. Sure, I'm nothing against. Again, I believe it's a blessing. If you have a good education, good job, if God bless you with finances, praise God. Just that God never promises that, you know, if you are a believer, you're going to have whatever you want. Different life, but if God bless, praise God. You know, if... But I just want to tell you, the most treasure is Yeshua himself. It's a salvation. And honestly, we are not hungry. Look, so many people are hungry in different countries. We have a clothing. Praise God, maybe we don't have a Mercedes, but we have a vehicles anyway. No bicycles, we have a vehicles. Even praise God for bicycle, even now, I'm sorry, I did not learn how to ride a bicycle. I'm sometimes a little afraid about the cars. We have to be thankful. Jesus always prayed. They asked him, teach us to pray. We need to ask to teach us to pray. And Yeshua gave an example. The Lord's Prayer. A great example for us. Step by step. To see the Lord. To see how to glorify him. How to enter his presence. How to be thankful, how just to worship God in the spirit. A great example for us. Demands. First dimension of the Lord's biblical standard. But let's continue. May the Lord bless us to check and investigate. But let's continue. I'm sorry, I don't have my phone. What time is it that I'm afraid that I would not? Okay, Rabbi, it's a time 15 past 12. I could finish and we could continue next time because it's 15 past 12. Let's do like this because I finished the first part. And if God is willing and I'll come next time, I'll continue. I'll continue this time. So may the Lord bless us to investigate ourselves, our hearts, according to this first dimension, Lord's demands. And when we need to change something, may the Lord give us a mercy to change that we could follow the way, the path of our great Messiah and Lord God, Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ, Jesus the Messiah. Amen. Lord bless you.